Lila Crane, how can I make you understand what you do to me? Heat spread through her body as her hands moved, almost of their own will, to Evan's jeans. Her fingers brushed the front and he groaned. His forehead pressed to hers as he growled, "Let me show you." Evan sank to his knees, gripping Lila's hips and staring adoringly into her eyes. She felt the buttons of her pants pop open and the zipper slowly peeled down. When he paused, she closed her eyes and nodded. With a sharp tug, he pulled her jeans down just enough to allow him access. Lila pressed herself against the bookshelves and bit her lip in expectation. It didn't keep a gasp from escaping as Evan's tongue lathed against first one hip, then the other. She heard him inhale deeply and chuckle. "You smell like the ripest apple," he proclaimed in his rich voice, "and I've been waiting a long time to take a bite." His sharp teeth dug into the fleshy part of her hip, making her body jerk towards the source of the delicious pain. Evan kissed his way down her hip and hovered just above her mound. His breath was hot and moist on her already dripping sex. Just as she was about to beg, he dove his tongue between her folds to circle her clit. The smell of old books mingled with the smell of her growing arousal. Lila struggled to keep silent as the lapping of Evan's diligent tongue and the sucking of his lips seemed to echo through the otherwise silent library. A movement caught her eye, causing Lila to look up. Her own reflection greeted her searching eyes. Her face was flushed, her body reacting to the diligent efforts of Evan, whose dark hair and shoulders were also clearly visible. Lila moved as much as her jeans would allow, opening herself to Evan and wrapping her foot around his hip. She watched the reflection as her hand clutched the fabric of his shirts, pulling him even closer. When a light shimmered across Evan's back in the image before her, realization hit. Though they seemed to be alone, Evan was very publicly pleasuring her. Not only could they be caught at any time by someone in the library, but the study tables were next to large windows that overlooked the city below. Even with the privacy glass, even at her minimal height, it wasn't unlikely to think they might be seen. Far from upsetting Lila, this revelation pushed her shockingly higher. Her legs began to buckle from the intense pleasure. Evan steadied her by wrapping one arm around her waist as he pushed two long digits from his other hand deep inside her. It was her undoing. Lila crested a wave of her first orgasm, and Evan never let go, caressing her with his fingers, his tongue. As the tension in her body built again, she looked down at her insistent lover, only to find his gaze fixed on her face. Lila's mouth dropped into an O as the second orgasm took her, racking her body with pure pleasure.